Good evening, everyone. This is Ed Burns from the New York State Gaming Commission, and we are about to begin a meeting of the New York State Gaming Commission. For those listening in, one request, please, if you could mute your lines. We were having some technological issues here. Normally, the line would be automatically muted, but if you could please mute your line so we could make sure that we don't hear anything extraneous from any listeners who might be listening in. Thank you very much. So to get started, I'll call the meeting to order, and I will take a roll of the commission members who are present. Mr. Crotty.
Here.
Mr. Sample.
Here.
Mr. Pacalumba.
Here.
Mr. Snyder.
Here.
All four seated commissioners are present. Statute provides that the meetings of the Gaming Commission are be to presided over by the chair of the commission, who is appointed by the governor. And in the absence of a current appointee to that position, the first order of business today is for the commissioners among themselves to decide on one of their members to preside over the meeting as the presiding officer.
I move that Mr. Snyder preside.
Second.
No objections being heard. Mr. Snyder will preside over the meeting.
I'm happy to preside. We've been called to order. We've designated a presiding officer, myself. The only item on the agenda is a continuation of the emergency rules with respect to equine health and safety. The extension is with respect to that rule pending final consideration or future consideration at our next scheduled meeting, which is coming up later in the month. So if I may ask Mr. Burns to please describe the emergency rule extension, we'll be able to take that on and get through our business very quickly.
Thank you, Mr. Snyder. What's for consideration of the commissioner this evening is an extension of several amendments to the thoroughbred rules of the commission that were passed initially as emergency rules in response to recommendations of the New York State Task Force on Racehorse Health and Safety that was convened to try to address in various regulatory ways and other ways some of the deaths and injuries that we were experiencing in the state. A couple of their recommendations involved drugs classified as corticosteroids and the drug clenbuterol. Corticosteroids are anti-inflammatory drugs that can be helpful to equine health when used in moderation, but drugs can mask pain and can hurt joints, healthy joints when overused in horse races, racehorses. So the recommendation of the task force was that their use be limited and restricted to 5 days before the race for systemic administration and 7 days before a race for intra-articular administration. Those are increased from the previous periods of restriction. These rules have been in place and have been extended by the commission, and another extension would make them effective for another 60 days and would permit the commission to give full consideration to this as a permanent emergency rule at its next meeting later in the month. A second aspect of this package of amendments involves the drug clenbuterol, which is a respiratory medication that's used to treat respiratory inflammation and infection in horses, but it has also been found to have an anabolic-like effect that can affect performance. And the task force had found that some trainers were feeling pressure to use or overuse this drug to be competitive with their competitors, and that equine health and safety would be promoted by restricting its use and not letting horses race if they've used it within 14 days of the start of the race. And then finally, the last aspect of this set of rules requires veterinarians to notify the commission of their joint injections so a record can be made and use can be made of that data for future rulemaking and study purposes. These rules have been proposed for permanent adoption already by the Legacy Racing and Wagering Board, And to date, no public comments at all have been received about them. So we're not aware of any objection.
And we had them previewed to the commission at our first meeting, which was a week or two ago.
That's correct.
So may I invite any discussion from the commissioners?
Just a quick question. When would they become permanent?
If the commission were to vote them in as a permanent rule, then they have to be published in the state register, and upon publication, they become permanent. So it's generally a couple of weeks lag from the time at which you would vote to make them permanent.
And John, we're not taking them up as a permanent rule.
I understand.
So if you were to take that up as an agenda item in July, and if the commissioners were favorably inclined, then they would actually become permanent sometime in the middle of August.
Would anybody object to putting it on in July?
No. I mean, from my perspective, it'd be interesting to hear. There's no one who said, I mean, there's quotes in the paper when they get upset about Butte and some of these other drugs. People do sort of speak, not against it, but say, well, they're being overly regulated. But, I mean, you said you put out for public comment. There was none.
We did.
It'd be interesting to sort of maybe put that out again. But upon hearing none, I mean, it would be fine.
The public comment period began in the third week of February of this year.
Those trainers are often in the papers complaining about different standards. I don't know. It seems reasonable to me. The task force was a great group of people, but it would be interesting to see sort of what was put out to sort of get some of their feedback. The fact that there was none, I mean, it was perfectly excellent rulemaking to go forward with, or perhaps they just chose not to for other reasons. I don't know.
Just to inform you about the process, too, they're published when it's proposed as a permanent rule. It's published in the state register for anybody to comment. But in addition, the Gaming Commission sends a memo to regulated parties and interested parties, horsemen organizations, et cetera, in addition to that, to solicit potential comment.
They just said nothing.
And we have not received any comment back.
And then we agree to put it on?
We should put it on for temporary anyway.
All we're doing right now is being asked whether we would support a continuation of the emergency rule.
Sure.
And then we'll either put it on the agenda or we won't. Right now the plan is to put it on the agenda for the next formal meeting.
Sounds good.
Anybody?
No.
Any objection?
No.
I think that is acceptable to the commission and there's no objection.
Unanimously extended. Commission staff will file it with the Department of State tomorrow and it will become effective. To continue the rule would otherwise have expired Saturday, so it'll continue on as an emergency basis from there.
And I think for pro forma sake, I'll ask the commissioners if they have any other business, although this was intended to be a short meeting. I don't think there's other business, but I'll give everyone an opportunity.
No.
There is no other business. I'd make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
We are adjourned.
Thank you very much. And thank you, listeners, for joining us.